As we've been hearing, the South Australian fires are still threatening lives and property, and already the destruction of vineyards in the Adelaide Hills has put at risk about a third of wine production in the region. This season's massive and destructive fires, along with years of drought, have also affected the wine industry in other parts of the country, as Sarah Sedgie reports.
For New South Wales winemaker Mark Davidson, the effect of bushfire smoke and heat on his vineyards are not yet apparent, but he faces an anxious wait.
We've got high temperatures, certainly from the conditions that we're seeing this summer, but we're also seeing smoke haze, that is not just a fire that passes by, but smoke lying in the basins where vineyards are, on the hills where vineyards are, and obviously this is a serious issue.
Mark Davidson is the Managing Director of Tamburlaine Organic Wines, which has vineyards in the Hunter Valley and in Orange in the New South Wales Central West. It's one of many wineries sending samples off to be tested ahead of harvesting next month to ensure smoke taint hasn't affected the crops.
It's very worrying. I mean, heat, of course, it does reduce the crop load and therefore it reduces your yield. But if the yield is ultimately affected to the extent that either it can't be used at all, or it can't be used for the premium wine that it was designed to be used for, then obviously it's a serious commercial issue.
In South Australia's Adelaide Hills region, the devastation of the bushfire emergency is much more apparent. More than 1,000 hectares of grapevines have been burnt. Adelaide Hills Mayor Jan Clare Wisdom spoke to the AM program.
All the roads were reopened yesterday and residents could go back and access their places. But you know what they're going to find there? You know, for some it's going to be relief, others it'll be absolute destruction. I should say also that there's widespread damage to the vineyards. And of course, that'll be terrible for the local economy.
The bushfire crisis has hit at a time when the industry is already facing major challenges. Heat and drought has forced the industry to adapt to extreme weather conditions. Professor Kerry Wilkinson from the University of Adelaide studies wine.
Certainly the hotter and drier conditions are becoming problematic. So, you know, extended heat waves that last a lot longer and they're a lot hotter are problematic. And grapevines absolutely need water, particularly at certain times of the growing season, to be healthy. The wine industry is certainly adapting what they do to try to counter this, but I guess, you know, there's only so much we can do.
But through the difficult conditions, the industry has been resilient. Rod Windrum is the proprietor of the Crinklewood Vineyard in Broke in the New South Wales Hunter region.
What we have done because of the drought, and actually also the seasons seem to be getting slightly warmer each year, we're actually changing what we call our canopy management in the vineyard. This year is probably noticeably warmer than previous years, and we've left more foliage on, which protects the fruit from sunburn and also prevents them from getting too hot.
He's also sent crop samples off for smoke taint testing, and the results so far are good. With access to an irrigation scheme, many Hunter vineyards continue to flourish, though Rod Windrum says the effects of the drought can be seen elsewhere.
The paddocks are like a dust bowl nearly. There's all the grass is crunchy and dry. And where we love running a reasonable small herd of cattle that we use the manure for making compost, etc., we've had to actually continually drop off 4 or 5 or 6 cattle at a time every month or so in the last 12 months because we've just about out of food for the cattle. I love seeing the place green, and I find it a bit heartbreaking seeing the place so dry. The vineyard looks so green, and I'm not sure it's just because the weather sort of make it really good for it, or it's a contrast between the dead dry grass and the lovely green vines, you know. So we're just hopeful that the results come back from the lab later in January. That's all good. We'll be looking forward to a good vintage.
Despite the dry conditions, Mark Davidson from Tamburlaine Organic Wines is also optimistic about the quality of wines being produced.
The Hunter Valley, for example, is a region that, although it's experiencing these temperature changes affecting harvest and so on, in some ways benefiting in the driest seasons. And actually, we've had 3 tremendously successful vintages in 17, 18 and 19, which is counterintuitive, isn't it? There's that little bit of joy that we can talk about. If we get through this next period and the smoke taint is not at levels of sort of material, then we could face yet another very good season of red and white wine.
That's winemaker Mark Davidson, Sarah Sedgie reporting.